Number 103.5, your life, your music. It is time for us to chat archaeology. Now, I must admit, I find history to be enthralling. I love reading about it. I love anything about it. It's just one of my things. And I actually came across a book. It was lent to me by a friend for me to read. And it is actually, it's called The Ship Beneath the Ice. Now, I knew the story of Sir Ernest Shackleton and the abortive expedition that they had to cross the South Pole, the whole Antarctica, actually, from one end to the other on foot, because it had already been discovered, so they couldn't do that anymore. They did that, and they went there, and they wanted to find a jumping-off spot, and on the way there, the wooden ship that they were in called the... that this book is all about. Actually, he named it Endurance, or he renamed it. It was called the Polaris first up, but he renamed it Endurance because of his family motto. We overcome through endurance, and he named the ship Endurance. Now they're going to go basically to find a jumping off place on the South Pole, or on that subcontinent, or the whole continent there of Antarctica. And on the way there, they actually got caught up in the ice. They were frozen in the ice. They were on the ice later on, and the ship got crushed. But if I say crushed, it's not little bits and pieces. Just the ice was moving, and it actually just splintered some of the ribs of the boat, and it started leaking. And obviously, at some point, the ice moved some more. They all got off the ship, and when the ice opened up again, it sank. All right. Now, the problem is underneath the ice for 95% of the year. So that was one of those wrecks, because it's under the ice pack and it's 3,000 meters deep. They had a rough idea of where it was, but they haven't been able to find it, because how? How do you do that? How do you dive underneath the ice 3,000 meters deep with ROVs and so on? Remember, they've done even deeper wrecks. They had the Titanic, for example. But that is on under open ocean. If you have a ship above, you can tether ROVs with that, send them down, and you can find the wreck, which they, of course, did. Years and years, I think it was 86 or so, when Robert Ballard found the Titanic. But nobody had found the Endurance. Now, they tried in 2019, didn't find it, lost one of their very expensive ROVs, and went back in 2022, and then they found it. And this book is about that. I'm about halfway through it, but I'm absolutely loving it. I love, the guy who wrote the book, who was also the director of archaeology and sort of exploration for this latest expedition, which actually found it, is called his surname is Bound, Mensun Bound. He's actually from the Falkland Islands. He was born on the Falkland Islands. He's known by many people as the Indiana Jones of the deep, because of the many of the expeditions that he's already done and ships that he's found, including the Scharnhorst, the German ship, the Scharnhorst. He found that as well. So yeah, he's writing this book called The Ship Beneath the Ice, and I'm loving it. I'm actually loving it. If you can find it anywhere, read it. It really is pretty good.